Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. After less than one full day of deliberations, the jury has reached a verdict in the trial of the former Minneapolis police officer in the death of George Floyd. Derek Chauvin is facing multiple charges, including second-degree murder. The verdict is expected to be read within the next hour. President Biden says the evidence is overwhelming in the case involving the death of George Floyd. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports the president has been closely monitoring the trial.
President Biden says he called the family of George Floyd after the jury started its deliberations.
And they're calling for peace, tranquility, no matter what that verdict is. I'm praying the verdict is the right verdict, which is, I think it's overwhelming in my view. I wouldn't say that unless the jury was sequestered now.
Biden stopped short of saying what the verdict should be, but his comments were significant, given the White House has previously declined to weigh in regarding the ongoing criminal proceedings. President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris are expected to deliver remarks after the jury renders its verdict. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
Pharmaceutical giant Johnson & Johnson says it's resuming shipments of its COVID-19 vaccine to Europe after European regulators said its benefits far outweigh its risks. NPR's Jason Bobian reports the European Medicines Agency says blood clots should be listed as a possible rare side effect, but shouldn't deter people from getting the shots.
The head of the Safety Committee for the European Medicines Agency, Dr. Sabine Strauss, says that her experts have done a thorough analysis of the data on blood clots linked to the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine.
The careful review of the cases and other available evidence have led the committee to the conclusion that these blood clotting disorders are very rare side effects of the vaccine.
They appear to occur in about 1 out of every 1 million people vaccinated. The European regulators say healthcare professionals should monitor for the clots and that if the stroke-like condition is spotted early, it can be managed. They're calling for countries to move forward with merging the Johnson & Johnson shot into their vaccination efforts. Jason Bobian, NPR News.
Members of the Biden administration are making the case for the president's massive infrastructure plan today on Capitol Hill. Energy Secretary Gina Raimondo told the Senate Appropriations Committee that the nation's economy is being dragged down by a lack of investment.
Semiconductors are the building blocks of our future economy, yet today we are in the middle of a global chip shortage that is hurting businesses in every sector of our economy.
Congressional Republicans have criticized the size and scope of the measure, arguing that it strays from core transportation priorities. This is NPR News. The Red Cross is warning that drought conditions in Afghanistan are leading to severe food shortages across the country. NPR's Dia Hadid reports international aid groups are hoping to raise $1.3 billion to help those hardest hit.
Anthony Balmain of the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies says urgent action is needed.
This is one of the most severe drought conditions that people of Afghanistan have ever faced. Close to 13 million people, more than a third of the country's population, who are in urgent need, as rainfall has been insufficient for many months, leading to increased hunger, food and water shortages.
He says in some parts of the country, people are nearly at famine conditions. The drought is exacerbating already high levels of hunger across Afghanistan, caused by pandemic lockdowns, an anemic economy and conflict. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.
Parts of Japan are struggling to contain fresh outbreaks of the coronavirus. Officials in Osaka have asked the government to declare a third state of emergency in the region amid a spike in the number of new infections. A state of emergency would direct business owners to close or limit their hours of operation. Osaka is expected to shut theme parks, shopping malls, and other commercial facilities for several weeks. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 256 points, the S&P down 28. This is NPR News in Washington.